This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Can you share with us what his focus was at his Wednesday papal audience this morning?
Yes. So Pope Francis, of course, just freshly back from his trip to the continent of Africa. He visited the Democratic Republic of Congo and as well as South Sudan. Now, this, of course, was his 40th apostolic visit that he's made abroad. It's his fifth trip to Africa. So the Congo and Sudan marked his 59th and 60th countries that he has visited since the start of his pontificate. And today he spoke about how much the trip meant to him. He started by expressing gratitude for all of those who made the trip possible, mentioning that the trip was a long time desire of his heart. Now, his first stop was the Congo, and there his words focused on themes of anti-violence against poverty and exploitation that's happening there. In fact, he called the Congo a land that's rich in resources but bloodied by war. And today at the public audience, he recalled that time that he spent in the Congo. He recalled it very fondly, especially his time with youth, with catechists, with priests and deacons and religious, also with consecrated men and women and seminarians. And then after the Congo, his next stop was South Sudan, and he called the time there a pilgrimage of peace. Now, he traveled there with the Archbishop of Canterbury, so that's Justin Welby, as well as the Moderator General of the Church of Scotland, so the Green Shields. And Archbishop Welby said that the ecumenical presence was so key because it's very important to remind everyone that it is normal for the church to work as one. That was his quote. And the trip to the South Sudan was thought to be the culmination of a journey that had actually begun many years ago when Pope Francis in 2019 met with South Sudanese authorities. He asked them at that time to make a commitment to overcome the conflict in their country and to build peace. He kissed the feet of those authorities. And the Pope pointed out during his visit there that the country has about 11 million inhabitants, and 2 million are internally displaced, and about another 2 million have fled to neighboring countries. So he wanted to meet a large group of these internally displaced people. He wanted to hear what they had to say and express the closeness of the church to them. So he recalled today also the words that he spoke there about the continent of Africa, saying enough for those exploiting Africa, enough, and urging people to operate with dignity and mutual respect in the name of Christ and in the hope of Christ. And he asked everyone at the audience to pray that the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan and all of Africa would be places where the seeds of the kingdom of love, justice, and peace may germinate, John.
He also talked about the devastating earthquake that has just hit Turkey and Syria just in the last few days. Around 11,000 people have perished and tens of thousands injured. What was the message of the Holy Father?
Well, today at the audience, John, the Holy Father asked all of those present and, of course, all of those following the audience to together pray that these brothers and sisters can move forward from this tragedy. He also asked everyone to pray specifically that Our Lady would protect them, and he led those present in praying the Hail Mary, specifically for the victims, for the strength of the rescue squad and those providing assistance. And he said that he was, of course, deeply saddened to learn of the huge loss of life. And he prayed, he wanted to express his closeness to the people who have been victimized by this and all those who are suffering. And he especially thanked everyone who's working to bring assistance and encouragement to them. And he especially called for solidarity to assist these people. And he prayed that emergency personnel would be sustained as they are caring for the injured and, of course, doing ongoing relief, various efforts. He prayed also that they would receive the divine gifts of fortitude and perseverance. Now, in addition, Pope Francis sent two separate telegrams. They were signed on his behalf by the Vatican Secretary of State, that's Cardinal Parolin, and he offered words of condolences, and that was through the Apostolic Nuncios in Turkey and in Syria. And as well, in addition to this, Italy has also sent a mission ship with various supplies, and they are setting up a field hospital right now. And this is as Pope Francis specifically prayed for the long-suffering Syrian people and prayed for a renewed sign of spiritual solidarity at this moment, John.
Well, all people of faith, people of goodwill, we all need to unite ourselves to the prayers of the Holy Father. There is so much suffering, so much need from those people in Turkey and Syria. Meanwhile, on a lighter note, there's some very colorful Italian Carnivale celebrations going on.
Yes. Yes, Carnivale is in huge, full swing, we could say here, as everybody is, of course, preparing for what we say, Martedì Grasso, Fat Tuesday. Of course, that's where the word Mardi Gras comes from, the day before Ash Wednesday. So in preparation, since that is just around the corner,
2 weeks from
celebrations
today.
Yes, exactly. So celebrating is going on strong here. Now, probably everybody knows the famous carnival in Venice, where, of course, in the grand canals and across those bridges and squares, there are all kinds of spectacular water parades, there's floats, and the famous masked balls and the night parades. Now, but there are other cities that are also very famous for their Carnivale celebrations. In fact, in Viareggio, which is in the Cinque Terre area, some people may know that area, they have a special tradition that goes back to 1873. And on their seafront, they do weekly parades with gigantic floats with enormous papier-mâché caricatures. And they're meant to be poking fun at celebrities, people in the news, politicians, etc. And then over in Acireale in Sicily, they have a wonderful parade on land, also using papier-mâché for their floats, but they make floats of beautiful flowers right there in that Baroque center of that charming little town. And then there's the town of Ivrea, and this is in the northern Piedmont region. And they have, well, John, the best way to describe it is a huge food fight to celebrate Carnivale. So in the last few days of Carnivale, what they do is they recreate an historical event that happened in their little town. The story goes that in the Middle Ages, there was a tyrannical overlord who attempted to rape a local woman on her wedding night. And the legend goes that she reacted by beheading him and a rebellion was sparked. So what happens is that every year during Carnivale, they recreate this scene, but they do it with, they recreate the rebellion, but they do it with oranges, John. So what they do is there are people carrying huge bags of oranges that run around on foot, and they represent the regular people, and they fight against those who are carrying oranges and carriages, who are representing the tyrannical overlords. So it's basically just a big excuse for a food fight. But as always, the Italians do these things with lots of flair.
I am just hysterically laughing inside. That is sounds like a scene out of a Hollywood movie, a food fight. I wish we had the sound effect, Sarah. Anyway, the Feast of St. Agatha, yet another very interesting celebration the way the Italians do it.
Exactly. She's the patroness of Catania, Italy, down in Sicily. And so there's been a huge celebration going on there these past few days. Of course, there's certain sweets that are baked. They create a certain kind of cookie. It's an almond pastry. It's colored green. It's covered in sugar. And it's actually made to be shaped in the form of her breasts, because as part of her martyrdom, her breasts were cut off. And so in the meantime, they have a beautiful silver bust of St. Agatha, and they carry it through the town in a great big procession, in a carriage, actually. And then at one point, men who they dress in black pants and white shirts, and they carry white handkerchiefs, they take it off of the carriage, and they don't just carry it, they run it into the main piazza. And of course, this is a very, very heavy, full silver piece. So it's quite something to see, all while everyone is waving their handkerchiefs, shouting, "Long live St. Agatha."
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Narona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.